Inflation not seen in decades. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Consumer prices in May jumped to 8.6%, the highest level since 1981.
The Labor Department issuing a brutal report saying inflation is getting worse, not better. In Los Angeles, President Biden says it's not just Putin responsible, but Exxon as well for the skyrocketing prices. When President Biden was sworn into office, he had a 57% approval rating. Gas was just $2.39 a gallon. Today, his approval rating has plummeted to 39%, even lower in some polls, the lowest of his presidency. Gas now averaging $5 a gallon nationwide for the first time in American history.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. More protests at the homes of U.S. Supreme Court justices are planned as people await a ruling on abortion. A California man who allegedly planned to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh was arrested just days ago near Kavanaugh's house in Maryland.
Just hours later, protesters showed back up at the Kavanaugh residence as they have for weeks. Last night, protesters also descended upon Justice Clarence Thomas's home. Churches have also been targeted. We've known that for weeks now, too, and children as well at this point. In a tweet, the pro-choice group Ruth sent us shared the name of Justice Amy Coney Barrett's place of worship and also where her kids go to school, encouraging protesters to turn out and voice their anger.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Rallies across the nation today for more gun legislation. Zoe Weissman is the director of the Parkland chapter of March for Our Lives.
4 years later, we still have to march. We still have to fight for the basic right to safety, the right to go to school or synagogue or grocery shopping or work or a concert or home without being shot. Today, survivors and activists stand before you as we demand change.
The largest rally today is being held in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It'll be easier to enter the United States for international travelers. Fox's Charles Watson reports.
The testing requirement for travelers flying into the U.S. will expire at midnight Sunday. The CDC found the mandate was no longer necessary. However, the agency will reevaluate its decision every 90 days and could reinstate testing for air travelers should a troubling new variant emerge. Airline and tourism groups have been pleading with the administration for months to end the requirement, citing a weakened demand for international travel. The U.S. Travel Association applauding the move by the Biden administration, saying it's a, quote, way toward a broader U.S. economic and jobs recovery. In Atlanta, Charles Watson, Fox News.
Fraternity hazing continues to grow more and more dangerous, leaving some students permanently disabled. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
At the University of Missouri, 19-year-old Danny Santulli can no longer walk, talk, or see after going into cardiac arrest during a hazing event at Phi Gamma Delta. Santulli was reportedly told to drink an entire bottle of vodka after several hours of drinking. Although the prosecutor who oversees the University of Missouri's county was found dead last week after an apparent suicide, Santulli's lawyer says local authorities aren't doing enough to hold fraternity members accountable.
Santulli reportedly had a blood alcohol level of 0.486%. There have been 10 fentanyl deaths this week in one Illinois county alone. Will County Coroner Lori Summers fears drugs are wiping out a generation of people.
It's been building to this, building. It was always, the heroin and fentanyl and cocaine.
Public health officials say even more people were treated in the county after overdosing on opioids. I'm Joe Chio, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.